Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, it is a joy to begin to look at your Word again, to know that insights into your Word are what you want us to have. It's the reason you gave us your Word. You want us to know about you, and you want us to know about your Son, Jesus, and your ways. And I pray today that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth again as we look into this book of Esther and teach us things that we need to know, ways that we need to be. And then, Lord, I pray you will equip us with the power to be those ways. And we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Hatak's Message, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4 and verse 9. Queen Esther's chamberlain, Hatak, obeyed her and went to discover why her older cousin was sitting in sackcloth and ashes and mourning in the streets at the king's gate of the city of Shushan. Mordecai told him about the edict that was given by the king and promoted by Haman that all the Jews be destroyed. And we left our story with Mordecai sending Hatak back to Esther to inform her about the situation with her people. In chapter 4 and verse 9 of the book of Esther, we see another act of obedience from Hatak, and we learn the importance of what our seemingly menial task can mean. We read, "And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai." Two things are discovered when we take a closer look at this verse. First, "And Hatak came." We can ask, what if he didn't? What if Hatak decided there was no need to upset the queen with such news as the destruction of her people? And who was Mordecai to direct such a message anyway? He could have walked away from this task and never said a word. The implication of his disobedience may have been tragic for him, but nonetheless he could have refused. Fortunately, Hatak obeyed the voice of Mordecai and Esther, and we see the everlasting results of his obedience to this small task. Secondly, Hatak told Esther the words of Mordecai. Once again, Hatak could have returned to the palace, went about his business, and never said a word. He had the message, but without conveying it, there would be no benefit to Esther, Mordecai, or the Jewish people. Hatak, which we learned earlier, means verily or truly, kept with this seemingly menial task, and his faithfulness to carry out and deliver the message had eternal ramifications. Sometimes we think that our smallest task means nothing in the grander scheme of things. However, let's use the example of Hatak carrying Esther and Mordecai's messages to show the significance that even in the tiny places of obedience, it's important. Since Hatak obeyed, Mordecai learned of Esther's concern, and Esther learned of the reason why Mordecai was mourning. Later in this book, we will learn that because of this information, the Jewish people were saved. Later in the Bible, the Messiah was born through the Jewish line, and Jesus was brought into the world. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and when we believe in his death and resurrection on our behalf, we are saved. In other words, God used Hatak's tiny obedience as a principle or pinnacle point through which the Messiah Jesus came, and eventually we were saved because of it. And to think that Hatak probably never knew just how important his little act of obedience was. What about our tiny acts of obedience? Do we have a message that needs to be carried and delivered? Are there people who would benefit both now and later from our simple act of obedience today? If we think about this long enough, we may realize that our everyday actions may have eternal implications of which we are totally unaware. And like Hatak, God may use our seemingly small task to alter a whole stream of events. Next time, we will see the beginning of Esther's response to Mordecai. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.